Well, James, a big thank you for joining us. I was just surmising then that when you take a step back and think about this game and the result, you'll probably take the point. But there was moments in that second half where we probably could have won it. I mean, what's your take after this point here this afternoon at Chino?
Do you know what, yeah, we said before the game that we'd take a point coming here. For us, as the game's unfolding though, and you're thinking, we should be winning this game, mate. We should be 3-0 up in the first half. The keeper's made a great save for Flanagan up the far end. But then the second half, I think, just said to the girls, I said composure in the final third was missing today, big time. And I don't know if it's because of the magnitude of the game, but there's a lot of girls who will look at themselves tonight and they'll think, I could have probably won it for us today, but I didn't. So it feels a little bit like low in the group after that performance, but I think once we sit down and look at the table later, and we'll all look at it and think, you know what, it's not a bad point. That,
I mean, Salford are playing Fleetwood, and we think, I mean, there's still time left, but at the minute Salford are 3-2 up, so they're likely to go back to the top of the table tonight. Mm-hmm. However, it's all about the games in hand, isn't it? And you said last week you take a point here, yeah, today, given the difficulties we've had here at Park Road, yeah, over this season. I mean, that didn't change. It's still been a battle this afternoon, hasn't it, really?
Do you know what it is as well? It's a tactical battle. Like, they play a 5-3-2. They came out the first half of the 4-3-3, and I was like, oh, here we go, let's have a bit of this. So everything we planned, we had to throw out the window. You might have seen me frantically changing shape and moving things around. We did that, and we moved things along, and we made positive movements. But for us, in terms of how we adjusted quite quickly, but we just didn't have that killer punch, like the killer instincts, and we got beat in those cups. But I always say things happen for a reason in football. Realistically, we've not took anything off each other in the league. Like, this is one of the toughest places to come in the league. We've come here, got a draw today, and we drew against them the other week. So for me, if you're not getting beat by the people that you're opposing and they're dropping points elsewhere, for me now, we've got 5 games left. We look at Chido, they've got 5 games left. They need us to drop three games. They need us to lose 3 games. And I'm not going to speak too soon, but I just can't see it with the group that we've got.
Obviously, you mentioned the goal scoring. Battle did score. It was a well-worked goal, actually. It was, yeah, great stuff from Chambers on the back post. I mean, she could have just levered it and, yeah, see what happens. But there she was with the peace of mind to play it to the back post area. Yeah. I mean, their goal, their equaliser, was a brilliant effort. Yeah.
There's the one of them, isn't it? When you look at the game and you think, we probably could have done better, we probably could have got more out of it, but it was on them. Do you know when you want players to zig, they were zagging today. Like, when I was shouting shoot, they were passing, and when they was shouting pass, they were shooting, and I was like, we're not on the same wavelength here. Like, we're kind of not connecting the dots, and I think it's probably fair in the end if you take a point out for it, but I definitely feel like we probably could have got a couple of goals towards the end then.
Play of the match, I mean, there were some moments in midfield between Ogden, Flanagan and O'Gara where they were stringing the passes together, and, you know, it was a bit of a battle in midfield. But like you say, it's difficult to find a player who was 100% consistent throughout, so...
It's a tough one for me, Steve. When you just said that player in a match, and I'm like, I honestly couldn't
tell. Not that anyone played bad.
No, I think we were at sevens today. Like, everyone's just at a seven. Like, Flanagan was strong and powerful and created moments for us. I think Abby Carrington at left-back was strong as well. Like, she was executing the game plan spot on, so... I'd go between one of them too if I had to pick.
Well, let's go with Flanagan. Yeah. Darwin next, back at Broadhurst Park. Yeah. This is one of those games where banana skin often gets used as a term in football. This is a banana skin next week. How do you prepare for it?
They're good. Like, listen, I think they're a good team. They're a really competitive side. And then towards the end of the game, I think last time we played them, our physicality got the better of them. So if anyone comes there and kind of overlooks Darwin, thinking that they were going to walk through them, they were really competitive. I remember the game clearly. We were 1-1 until like the 46th minute in the first half where we scored and went 2-1 up. And I think that knocked the stuffing out of them. But until that moment, they were in. They were playing. They've got a certain style about how they play. And I like them as a team. They're a good group of girls, Darwin. So, listen, we're not taking anything for granted. We know we need 3 points. It's part of our plan to get 3 points, so we're going to go there and work hard to get them.
Well, James Mulville, women's team manager, big congratulations for the point today. Just keeping the points tally ticking over as we head towards the close of the season. And we'll speak again against Darwin next week.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.